Next, stick around. We're 91.5 WON Medford. Until next time, see ya!
Vicky, how you doing?
How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hope you can hear us. Welcome to Lily's on Air, I think.
I hope that's the name of the show. But someone decided that they couldn't make it today. So shout out that someone. Yeah, so now we're here. My name's Aaron.
It's William.
And, you know, we're just here to talk about the rage.
Yes.
As, you know, as we hear in the background. Today is a day of anger.
Apparently.
I guess. Apparently. We took some inspiration from that person who put up this show today, trying to get their name. But, you know, it's a little... Saffron. Saffron, shout out you, because without you, we wouldn't be here. And Saffron requested that we play something angry.
Yes.
So we decided to make it the entire theme, because why not? And also, it's the day before fall, which means summer is over.
RP.
That's something to rage about, everyone. So yeah, currently we're listening to Miss the Rage. Because, you know, sometimes we miss it. And if you blink, you'll miss it.
Wow, that's a bar.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, William didn't really want me to play this one today, but, you know, I decided to let it play in the background for us, just to set the scene. But we're about to really do a 180 right now. We've got some great picks, some nice selects by William on the other side of the mic. Would you care to share a little bit about your selects for this first half of the show?
Some nice songs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Some angrier than others, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, good for this Saturday afternoon.
I agree. It's raining here in Medford, Somerville.
Yes, it
is. It's quite awful. I've already soaked my jeans like twice through. It's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, now we're going to play you some Horse Jumper of Love. Enjoy. When this ends.
Cap of the volcano. I am not so threatened by your past anymore. Thank you.
Yes, welcome back. That was Short Morgan by Avlov, a local...
It's not local.
Oh, not local?
I'm from Connecticut.
Gosh darn it. Within the tri-state area... Wait.
We're not in the tri-state.
Wait. Below the New England territory...
This is true.
...of Connecticut.
Yes.
Yeah, so care to share any words, William, about Avlov?
Yeah, Avlov is a cool band. They have a show in Boston end of this month. Next week, actually, I think.
Oh, shoot.
People should go.
Crystal Ballroom?
No. It's at the Roadrunner.
Wow, they're moving on up.
Yeah, but they're the opener.
Damn.
But, that's okay. The tickets, last time I checked, is only $30, so...
That's lit.
Go check it out.
I feel like that's something to rage about.
Yeah, last time sales. I saw Avlov, it was at this YMCA or whatever community center. It was not an official show or anything, and they let you bring alcohol in there, and it was lit.
Wow.
Shout out.
Wow.
Great time.
Crazy. That's insane. Yeah, so I guess it's like the first sector of like music choices.
Yes.
I feel like we've got one more that might sound like on the same sort of wavelength as we've been riding, but then we're going to get into the
Oh,
wow. That's embarrassing. Sorry, guys. You had to hear that. Yeah, we're going to get into a vibe switch soon. But I'll let it happen, and then we'll discuss it and talk about, you know, themes.
Yeah, very important.
Very important. Okay, we have another one coming up from William. We've got Me Versus You from the band or collective or artist. Everyone asked about you. Here we go.
I think I'm in love.
Didn't believe the love you gave. It takes two people to make that mistake. You never tried. You never tried. It's such a shame you don't cross my mind. But you did this one time. You did this one. Escapes, just avoiding all the things that I say. Could never admit I wasn't sure. Always fighting the feeling you were such a bore. So I got high, and I got high.
That was One Time by the one, the only, Viva Duvi, who, as you know, if you know me, she's like everything to me, so yeah, I just had to play that one. I got to see her last week, at MGM, and she played this, and I think I like actually spasmed. Spasmed? Is that the word?
Spazzed.
Exploded? Spazzed? Literally all synonyms, like that was me. So yeah, I feel like that actually went very hand in hand with Always, you know, with the theme of like abandonment issues from, you know, your father or whatever, but like, you know, we get that here.
Yeah,
here
for
at
sure, man.
Lily's on Air, with your guest host William and Aaron. So, you know, love that those two songs made it onto the playlist today. So, yeah. Speaking of, I think the best part of that song is, like, the chanting part when she's like, keep on faking just to make it, what's the point of fixing problems, you know? And, you know, I feel like, let's fix problems, guys. And I have a solution for you. Because if it's broke, why not try fixing it? A PSA. In the 21st century, when our things break, it's typical to just toss them out into the trash for the landfill and buy replacements. But that can actually waste money and time, as well as harming the environment. Which, who wants to do that? A simple sewing kit can cost less than a pair of socks. Mending holes in clothes with a needle and thread can often take just a few minutes, less time than browsing the web to spend money buying new ones.
Facts.
While some electronic devices are purposefully manufactured to be impossible to repair, websites like iFixit.com publish high-quality, detailed repair guides for free. If one of your electronic device malfunctions, before responsibly disposing of it as e-waste, first track down the owner's manual and see if it has a reset procedure. Often enough, that will do the trick. So when something of yours breaks, consider trying to fix it to save you both time and money. Search the internet for instructions. And remember, if you are going to throw it out anyway, you don't have to worry too much about further damaging it. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. So true.
Woo!
And that leads us into, I guess, like our next segment. The vibes are gonna switch so crazy. But I guess it kind of goes along the themes of like realizing your anger and then trying to, I don't know, not overcome it because you will always feel some type of way. But I guess going through like the seven stages of like grief, I think we're gonna go through that, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
yeah.
You know, I don't know what the seven stages are, but I feel like we're gonna go through all of them
within
the next 30 exact minutes. So here we go. We've got Girls So Confusing, the Lord version. Yeah. Okay, bye guys.
It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl. How do you feel being a girl? How do you feel being a girl? And I don't know, I'm just a girl. Yeah, I don't know if you like me. Sometimes I think you might hate me. Sometimes I think I might hate you. Maybe you just wanna be me. You always say let's go out, so we go eat at a restaurant. Sometimes it feels a bit awkward cause we don't have much in common. People say we're alike, they say we've got the same hair. We talk about making music, but I don't know if it's honest. Can't tell if you wanna see me falling over and failing, and you can't tell what you're feeling. I think I know how you feel. It's so confusing sometimes to be a girl.
I'm too. I'm fucking flipping. shake your booty from the left to the right, yeah. You know the moment when everything feels right, all the effort you've gave and made have been recognized. Yeah, come over here, baby, let's have a good time. Yeah, come over here, baby, I wanna see you shine. Yeah, come over here, baby, head banging on. From the left to the right, yeah.
Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Let's ride. Love is a Lamborghini, roll up in a blue bikini. Bitches on the beaches looking super cute and freaky. All my friends are princesses, we keep it whipped and creamy. Ice cubes on our tongues because we like to keep it freezy. Lemons and Lamborghini, get out on the right side. Chauffeur stayed at home because my girl wanted to ride. Looking lots and tasting flesh and feelings so alive. When we take it to the highway, come on, let's go for a drive. I drive these brothers crazy, I do it on the daily. They treat me really nicely, they buy me all these ices. Dolce and Gabbana, Fendi and Lanzana. Karen, they be sharing all their money, got me wearing fly. Girl, but I ain't asking, they say they love my ass and seven jeans. I say no, but they keep giving, so I keep on taking, and no, I ain't taking. We can keep on dating, and I keep on demonstrating. Bitches know they can't catch me. Cute, sexy, and my ride sporty. Those slugs know they can't catch me. Beep, beep, so let's ride.
In the back and in the front.
So let's ride.
Ride, 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 ride. Hello, this is
DJ G2G.
Wow.
Literally, wow.
What a song.
You know, if you're still listening to this, congratulations.
You're right.
You're a real one. You're a real one. So yeah, that was My Humps Just Wanna Vroom Vroom by DJ G2G, as we heard from that fire tag at the end. Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, William decided to send that to me, like, 10 in the morning, like, 2 days ago. And I was like, oh, like, maybe this is, like, you know, like, another, like, what's it called? Like, an Avlov-type beat sort of situation? No. No. This starts playing. And, I don't know, low-key William doesn't like Charlie XCX. So when I told him that this is indeed, in fact, Charlie XCX, I think he was a little shocked.
But the remix is nice.
Yeah, the remix is nice. But yeah, that puts a close to, I guess, what I coin as the working it over the remix section. Because I guess, like, when, you know, these situations come through, there's always the section where you gotta work it over the remix. So I guess that's... This is an example of when Charlie XCX and Fergie were beefing and then they worked it out of the mix.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, I guess we're reaching the end. We've got like a mere 18 minutes left. But I guess we're going to go into more of like the acceptance stage of the show. Yeah, I feel like right now something I'm, like, dealing with is, like, the end of summer, as I mentioned earlier. Just because I don't think I'm ready. I'm going to be so honest. I don't think I'm ready for that. Yeah, this weather's trifling me right now.
I don't like the rain.
It feels like a stake in the heart going outside when it looks like this. Yeah. So I don't know. But at the same time, like, I'm happy to wear jeans again. I'm happy to wear a hat again. I want to wear, like, specifically, like, a little winter hat.
Yes.
I don't know. I made Will, like, this Minion hat once. I think that needs to come out soon. But yeah, I don't think I'm ready for that. So I'm going to play a little song later that really encompasses the sound of the end of summer. And I hope you guys enjoy. But for now, I'm going to play Lifetime by, how do you say it?
Eve Tumor.
Eve? Really?
Sorry if you hate them. They're supposed to be canceled, but you know.
Yeah, low-key, I heard they're supposed to be canceled.
Cancel me, how about that?
Okay. Gonna play this, I guess.
Good song. Sorry, guys.
Yikes.
Don't cancel me.
Scoping, you can't hold me back up, can I breathe?
kids.
Can't wait.
If you haven't learned anything,
she knows it's too late.
From this hour between 3 to 4 p.m. on September 21st, 2024, I hope you've learned to not look back in anger.
I heard you say.
As Oasis once said. Yes. And you know, I don't know who Sally is, but she's wise for that one, okay? She's wise for that one. You know, I agree with all sentiments. And yeah, guys, it's not worth it.
Trifling.
It's not worth it to expend energy on the past.
On trifling matters.
Agreed. Sorry, guys. I have to, like, gab for at least a minute because I have to say something specific between 55 and the 05 of every hour. But yeah, I guess, to wrap things up, yeah, it's been lovely just listening to the free form of it all. We've heard the anger. What else have we heard?
The good and bad, the highs and lows,
mm-hmm.
the passion and grief of
mm-hmm.
human life,
mm-hmm.
the seasons change.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, we just gotta let go. So Sally can wait.
So Sally can wait.
Anyway, anyway, guys, I decided for a last switch up because, as you know, it is September 21st, and it's a really important day, at least in Filipino culture, because tonight is the 21st night of September, and, you know, that's a really significant time. So everyone, Saturday night is tonight. Be safe. Be real.
Don't get too drunk.
Yeah, just don't do anything too crazy.
Don't drunk and drive.
Don't do that. Don't do that, okay? All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us on this journey. And, yeah, I hope you all celebrate tonight.
This has been WMFO Medford.
Okay, sorry. Let's redo that again. This is Aaron.
This is William.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tubbs Freeform Radio. All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Woo!